St. Gabriel the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today we have a very interesting epistle, children. It's about a general of the Syrian army. And his name is Naaman. And he was a great general. They said of him that he was, you know, the highest up in the army for the entire Syrian army of the king. And even though he was this great and fierce leader, he still, at the same time, fell under a great malady. That was of leprosy. He contracted leprosy. And everybody that was around him, that was his family and things like that, and himself, were very upset about it. They obviously wanted this leprosy to go away. And one of the servants of his wife mentioned to his wife that, well, it's too bad he wasn't in Israel, because then one of the prophets there could have healed him. And when he had heard about this, he went to the king and said, this is what this servant said. Maybe we can do something about this. So the king of Syria wrote to the king of Israel asking him to help. He wrote him a letter and sent him a whole bunch of money and said, maybe you can heal my general. And the king of Israel, when he read this, he said, you know, who am I, God? Am I supposed to be able to cause death or to give life? And he took and he rent his garments, as it says. And which is a funny thing that the Jewish people did in those days, that when they got upset about something, they'd take their shirts and just tear it open for some reason. So he did this because he knew he didn't have the power to heal this man. But there was a prophet, Eliseus, at that time that was nearby. And when he had heard about it, he came to the king and said, you know, why did you do that? Why did you tear your shirt open like a crazy man? And he said, send the general to me. I'll take care of him. Send him to me, and that way he'll know the God of Israel. And so he did. He told Naaman to go and see Eliseus. And Eliseus, when he came, he went to his house. He went to Eliseus' house and was standing out in front of his house. And then, instead of going to the door himself, Eliseus sent a servant to the door. And he says, my master tells you to go down to the Jordan and wash 7 times, and you'll be healed. And at that point, Naaman, the general, he kind of, you know, felt sorry for himself and despaired a bit. You know, he was a great man, and he realized that this was a, you know, bad affliction, and so he was expecting some sort of big ceremony. He thought Eliseus was going to come out and place his hands on his head and, you know, speak these wonderful words about the true God and heal him, but all they did was send a servant. He couldn't even come to the door himself. He didn't realize that he was testing his faith. And so he went away thinking to himself, well, that's just silly. I'm not going to do that. But his own servants, the general's own servants, came to him and said, if he had asked you to do these great things, these big sacrifices, you would have done it to have been healed of this leprosy. But now he sends someone to tell you to do something so simple as washing in the river 7 times. You should probably do it. And realizing this, he said, yes, you're right, and went down, washed 7 times in the river, and lo and behold, he was healed. And from that moment on, he believed in the true God. It was a big conversion point. And what happened that led to that conversion and led to that healing was that he was obedient to God, and he was obedient to the messenger sent to him by God, Eliseus in this point. And then we look today's feast day, St. Gabriel, the Archangel. And what do we have? Another person who is a messenger, or another being that's a messenger, St. Gabriel. And We see the contradiction in this of the two main stories of his coming with messages. He comes first to Zachary to tell him that his wife is going to conceive of a child, St. John the Baptist. And he comes and tells him this, and Zachary doubts a bit. He doubts that the angel is telling him the truth because he says, well, my wife is so old, I don't think she can have children. And because of this, the angel makes him dumb, so he can't speak until after St. John is born. But we see, on the other hand, St. Gabriel comes to Our Lady, and she believes perfectly. She submits right away to the belief that God is truly sending her this message, and she never questions it one bit. She just tells the angel that she is completely willing to accept God's will for her, and boom, the incarnation happens, and God becomes man. So you see, children, both with St. Gabriel and also the general Naaman, this idea coinciding together today of obedience. That is so necessary to follow God's will. We have to be obedient to God first and foremost, and most often in our lives, that obedience means being obedient to someone else. That means our teachers, our priests, our parents, whatever it may be. And we don't want to cause more trouble than we need. We don't want to be, to upset God like Zachary did in a small way by doubting what God's will for us is. No, we want to be like Our Lady. We want to be completely humble and submissive to the messenger of God, whoever it may be, asking us to be obedient and do what they ask us to do, whether it's a big thing or, like in the case of Naaman, a small thing. No matter what it is, if we follow and be obedient when it's the right thing to do, God will bless it. And in turn, He will give us great graces and help us to save our souls. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.